Hello, my name is Innes. I'm from East London in England, and you're listening to Aprenda Inglés con Reza y Craig.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of
Aprender Inglés con Reza y Craig.
With me, Craig.
And me, Reza.
With over 40 years of teaching between Reza and I, we're going to help you improve your English. That means grow your grammar, vocalize your vocabulary, and perfect your pronunciation.
Craig, what are we going to do on this week's episode?
Thank you for asking, Reza. On this week's episode, we're going to help you improve the way you attend and see to customers and clients in English. Before we do that, let's get some feedback this week from, is it Sonia Nievas, Reza?
That's right, Sonia Snows, Sonia Nievas.
Hi, Sonia.
So, Sonia has written.
What does Sonia say?
Sonia says, she wrote in Spanish, so I'm going to read out what she wrote. Hola, soy usuaria y seguidora, de su página web, que me es muy útil. Thank you. Pero últimamente estoy teniendo problemas con mi inglés. Trabajo en atención al cliente dentro del sector del fitness y no sé cómo comunicarme bien con los clientes. Ejemplos: hacer un alta, dejarse de baja, dejar dinero en depósito.
Ah, yeah, the usual expressions you need when you're dealing with customers in a business like a fitness center or a gym. Thank you for your question, Sonia. We did speak specifically about health, gym, fitness and exercise and all the vocabulary connected to that. And you can find that at inglespodcast.com/75. There's a link to that episode in the show notes. But let's look at some specific vocabulary to try and help Sonia when she has to speak to her clients in English. So she said, hacer un alta. How do you say that in English?
I would say to register someone. For example, if I work in customer service and a new client comes in, I would say, would you like me to register you?
Or the client would say, I'd like to register for a course. I'd like to register. They could just say, I'd like to register, please. I'd like to join. Also, I'd like to join the gym. I'd like to join the club.
And Craig, what would be the opposite?
Well, in Spanish, it's darse de baja. In English, I would say to cancel my registration. So Sonia would say, would you like to cancel your registration? Or maybe why, if she's interested. Why are you cancelling your registration? Can we help you with something? Can we improve the service? So darse de baja is to cancel your registration in a club or a gym or a fitness center.
Now, to register, you'll probably have to pay some money for the service, and you might want to pay via your bank account. So you'll need to give your account number, el número de cuenta, account or bank account number.
Yeah, what's your bank account number? Or could you tell me your bank account number? Remember, Sonia, you would probably be using indirect questions with a customer. You want to be as polite as possible. So the question, what's your account number, is very direct, isn't it? How would you say that in a more polite way with an indirect question?
Would you mind telling me your account number, please?
Would you mind telling me? So would you mind is always followed by verb plus ing. Would you mind telling me? Would you mind giving me? Would you mind supplying me with? Would you mind helping me? Always ing when it's a verb. Or you could use other expressions like, could you? Could you please tell me your account number? I'd like to know your account number. What about the first time that a client or a customer comes to your desk? So you're standing there, the customer comes in the door, you speak first. What would you say in that situation, Reza?
If I worked for customer service.
If you were working in customer services, a client walks through the door to your shop or business, what's the first thing you'd say?
Well, after saying hello or good afternoon, I would say, how can I help you?
I like your intonation. How can I help you? The higher you go, I think the more polite it is. Mm. Obviously, how can I help you, sir? It sounds more polite than how can I help you, sir? How can I help you, sir? That's very flat. That's very like Spanish intonation. Go up with your voice. How can I help you, sir? How can I help you?
And if someone has a problem, what might the customer service
representative
or yeah, there's a point. What do we call people who work in customer services? Well, what people normally say is, Sonia, people say, I work in customer services.
Yeah.
But you could say a customer services receptionist or a customer services operative or a customer services attendant.
Yeah, when I hear customer services, I usually think of the internet, people working in call centers, people working online and giving customer service for a product or a website.
But it's not. It's also in shops. Oh, yeah. Big department stores have face-to-face customer services still.
Absolutely. El Corte Inglés has a customer services department. Sure, absolutely. But I think in the kind of business that Sonia is speaking about, a smaller business, maybe a fitness center, a shop, that kind of thing, I think we'd call her a receptionist.
I'd probably call her a customer services receptionist.
Customer services receptionist, yeah. So if you have a customer who looks very angry, very annoyed, he's red or she's red in the face and they look very troubled, you could say, what seems to be the problem? ¿Qué problema estás teniendo? What seems to be the problem, sir? What seems to be the matter, you could say. What happened exactly? What happened exactly?
And of course, if you work in customer services, you need to have the answer for most things. So you might say something like, I can solve that problem, sir. Or I can solve that problem, madam.
Or maybe, I don't know, but I will find out for you. So I don't know, but I will find out. I think those sentences, I can solve that problem for you, or I don't know, but I will find out, sound a lot more positive than I'm sorry, it's our policy, or there's nothing I can do. For me as a customer, when I hear, I'm sorry, sir, there's nothing I can do, that makes me more angry because that's not trying to be helpful. So try and be as helpful as possible. Try and solve the problem. Say that you'll speak to your supervisor. You will speak to your manager if the customer's very angry. Try to calm the customer down and try to offer a solution if possible.
And if you have a satisfied customer is happy with the service, then they should be only too happy to pay, hopefully, Sonia. So you might say to them, how would you like to pay?
Mm-hmm.
You could be by credit cards or could be in cash. For example, you might say, will you be paying by credit card or will you be paying in cash?
That's the future continuous, right? With will you be paying? Yeah. Will you be paying by credit card? That's very common in polite English,
yes,
isn't it?
It just sounds more polite than will you pay, doesn't it? Will you be paying is it sounds more polite, more indirect.
A waiter might say, will you be ordering dessert, sir? Will you be paying by credit card? Will you be registering with our gymnasium, with our fitness center?
And to register, of course, you'll need some kind of ID or identification to register, to go with details like your bank account to make sure it's you. So the receptionist or the customer services worker might say, may I see some identification, please?
Mm-hmm.
Or some ID, please.
May I see some identification? Sometimes the client or customer gives you their credit card and it doesn't work. It's not recognized. You could say, I'm sorry, do you have another card? I'm sorry, do you have another credit card? Make sure you apologize with I'm sorry before you ask the question. English people like to apologize with words like I'm sorry or I'm afraid. I'm sorry, do you have another card? I'm sorry, can you repeat that, please? I'm sorry, would you mind signing here? So that I'm sorry is a very nice, polite way of saying something before your question. Also with I'm afraid, if the credit card hasn't been accepted, I'm afraid it hasn't been accepted. Me temo que no ha sido aceptada. I'm afraid. Mm-hmm. I'm afraid there's a delay. I'm afraid the changing rooms are closed. I'm afraid we're closing early today. I'm afraid there's a problem with your credit card. So use I'm afraid.
Craig, if a customer is very dissatisfied, they're not at all satisfied, how might they express their dissatisfaction?
As a customer?
Yes.
They could ask to speak to the person's manager or supervisor. So you might hear, Sonia, may I speak to your supervisor? May I speak to your manager? Or I'd like to speak to the person in charge, please. Me gustaría hablar con la persona a cargo. I'd like to speak to the person in charge, please. Remember, in these situations, it's important to be as polite as possible. Use I'd like and not I want, because I want to speak is a bit too informal. I'd like to speak to the person in charge. I'd like to speak to your supervisor.
In more extreme circumstances, if sadly the problem can't be sorted out quickly, a dissatisfied customer might say, I'd like to make a complaint. That's really the worst case possible. Mm-hmm. A complaint is una queja. Or I'd like to complain is the verb quejarse.
And remember, to sound more polite, use polite intonation. May I see some identification? Make sure your voice goes up, que sube la voz de tono. May I see some identification, sir? Will you be paying by credit card? Will you be paying by credit card? And also the body language. Make sure you're smiling a lot. Make sure you're making eye contact with the customer. Be polite as possible.
And a nice way for the customer services operative to finish a conversation, and very typical these days, is to say, is there anything else I can help you with? Mm-hmm. So when they've solved what they think are all your problems, they ask, just in case you might have any more. And this makes the customer feel very valued.
Exactly. Good point. Can you repeat that again? Is there anything, what was it?
Is there anything else I can help you with?
Or can I help you with anything else? Can I help you with anything else, sir? Before we continue, I'd like to mention something that Reza and I like very much. Our sponsor, italki.com. Italki is a place where you can find a very effective one-to-one personal teacher. It's a good idea to improve your English on the internet with Skype, because you can choose a teacher through Italki and you can arrange your lessons to suit you when you want to study and have the flexibility of day, time, teacher, etc. It's very affordable. The lessons are definitely cheaper than most language schools because there's no middleman. There's no person in the middle. You connect directly with the teacher. So Italki are offering listeners of this podcast a special offer of 100 Italki credits when you sign up for a paid lesson, which means more or less one free lesson for you. If you'd like more information, go to inglespodcast.com/Italki. And Reza and I would like to thank Italki very much for sponsoring this podcast. Reza, before we finish, I think it wouldn't be a good podcast on customer services if you didn't tell your story of your bathroom sink and the customer service you received once when you were looking for things to fit out your bathroom when you did the reforma, when you did up your bathroom. But before you tell the story, what do you think of customer service generally in Spain as a whole, and particularly here in Valencia?
Well, now I have to be careful what I say, because we have a lot of Spanish listeners, as well as South American. A lot of those Spaniards probably live in Valencia, so I better be careful with what I say.
We've got a lot of listeners in Valencia.
In Valencia, yeah. Let's say that customer service has improved a lot in Spain since I've been here. Would you agree?
It's definitely better than when I arrived back in 97, yeah. Mm-hmm.
It has improved a lot, and it's getting better all the time.
Much better.
all the time. Perhaps it's a cultural thing. Perhaps it's a linguistic thing that in English, it's expected that in a shop with someone you don't know very well, that you are polite at all times. And there are no exceptions, really. And people take it very seriously. If customers in an English-speaking country, I include Britain, Ireland, United States, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, all those countries, as far as I know, take customer services very seriously. If a customer feels they haven't been treated well, they probably won't come back. Mm-hmm. Or they might come back once more, but if it happens a second time, that's it. I'll probably never see them again.
I know I'm very loyal to shops and services that I get good customer service from. If I feel comfortable and good with the person I'm dealing with, I'll go back every time. I'm very loyal to brands that way. And if I get bad customer service, I usually don't complain, but I won't go back.
Yeah, me neither. I couldn't be bothered complaining. Mm-hmm. You punish them by not giving them your money, right?
But I tell you something, I've had some very bad customer service experiences in the UK. I remember one time with a Spanish friend, she went to buy a pair of shoes in a shoe shop in London, and she didn't want the box that the shoes came in. So she asked the shop assistant if they could throw away the box. And she says, no, you'll have to take it with you.
That's very bizarre.
Very bizarre. And she said to me, is this normal in England that they won't be very helpful and throw away the box for you? She said, I wanted to wear the shoes now. I didn't want the box. And they made her take it with her and throw it away herself.
They wouldn't let her leave wearing the shoes that she had just bought?
They would, but she had to take the box with her.
An empty box
and throw it away herself.
Yeah,
I mean, people have bad days. I mean, everybody has a bad day at work, and it might happen you have a bad experience in anywhere in the world. Mm-hmm.
I actually, just to set things straight, because I don't
want to... What does set things straight mean?
To balance things. I don't want to make it look like I'm being very critical of the Spanish. The worst experience I ever had in a restaurant in Valencia was the fault of a French person. I was many years ago in a French restaurant, which has now closed. I'm not surprised. I won't name it, but it closed many years ago. I think the waitress, who was French, that was serving me, this is many years ago, now closed. I think she was a bit drunk or had a hangover, and she spilled food on me.
Really?
No, this can happen. Nobody's perfect. Okay. She spilled food on me, but said nothing. And made no effort whatsoever to clean it up. I was absolutely gobsmacked. Gobsmacked means I couldn't believe what I
shocked,
was seeing.
Amazed, yeah. In a bad way.
Yeah, that she spilled the soup, I think it was, on me. It's pretty bad. But if it was an accident, you say you're sorry, you try and clean it up. No, she didn't say sorry and she didn't try to clean up. So I said nothing, thinking, oh. And then I pointed at it 2 minutes later, saying, oh, look, the soup she spilled. She went, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Like that. And so I continued to say nothing. And then at the end of the meal, I went up to the manager and I said, did you know that this waitress spilled soup? And he goes, no, no, really? I said, yeah, yeah. And she didn't say sorry or anything. I've never been treated like this before in my life. And he said, oh, I'm so sorry, blah, blah, blah. But for me, it was already too late. Mm-hmm. It was already too late. And I never went back. You know, if I spilled soup on someone, I would say sorry to them. Regardless of where I was, that means regardless, it doesn't matter. So particularly in a restaurant, you would expect the waitress to say sorry, right? So that was a French waitress in a French restaurant. So there you go. I can't blame the Valencians for that one.
Well, and I'm not surprised they went out of business. Tell the sink story. I love this one. This is extremely bad customer service.
Yes, but it's funny. It's more than bad customer service. It's kind of surreal service. I wanted to get a sink or a wash basin, if you prefer.
Sink is lavabo.
Lavabo, yeah. For my bathroom. And I had looked in various places and most places have been fairly helpful. But I went to one place and I said, yes, I'm quite interested in this model. How much is it? They said, well, are you going to buy it? And I said, possibly. I'm quite interested. So how much is it? And they said, well, are you going to buy it? And I said, indeed, I might. Depends on how much it costs. They said, well, I tell you what, it will tell you how much it costs if you buy it. I said, but I can't guarantee that I'm going to buy it until I know how much it costs. It might be out of my budget, mi presupuesto. And they said, oh, no, we're not going to tell you the price unless you buy it. And this went on for about 5 minutes, going round in circles. And I said, well, look, just forget about it then, because I'm not going to agree to buy something if you won't tell me the price. That really happened to me.
It so
really
you washed your hands of the whole thing. to wash your hands of something means to forget about something, to completely like leave the subject, leave the topic alone, completely forget it. To wash, so he washed his hands of buying the lavabo. I have a similar story when I was looking for a new bike, a bicycle, a few years ago, and I went into a shop that had bicycles hanging from the ceiling. They had bicycles everywhere, and particularly one that I liked was hanging from the ceiling quite high. So the shop assistant came along, and he looked very miserable and very bored. And I said, hey, hello, good afternoon. I'm interested in looking at this bicycle, the blue one up there. He said, are you going to buy it? Are you going to buy this? I said, well, I'd like to look at it and maybe try it. He said, well, if you're not going to buy it, I'm not going to get it down for you. So I said, well, don't get it down for me. And I walked out the shop and obviously didn't go back. So it's incredible the situations and the customer services you can get. But every so often, I'm pleasantly surprised with good customer service. So it has to be acknowledged.
Actually, I've just remembered another story. I don't know if I've ever told you this one, Craig. It happened in my first year in Spain. So it didn't happen in Valencia. It happened in Extremadura, in Cáceres. Many years ago, back in the 1990s, my first year in Spain, admittedly my Spanish and my French and all my languages weren't very good, so I didn't communicate very well. But when I tell you the story, you'll see that I don't think that makes a difference. I went to the tourist office, so an official government building, a tourist office, to find out about tourism in the area. And I went in and said, yes, I'd like to go on a day trip. You know what I'm going to say, don't you? You can guess if I say it surreal. They said, yeah, where do you want to go? I said, I don't know. I don't know the area at all. And they said, basically, well how can we help you if we don't know where you want to go? I was like, and I said, but that's why I'm here, because I don't know where to go. I want you to tell me. And again, we went around in circles, a bit like the sink story. He said, well, how can we tell you if we don't know where you want to go? And I was like, well, that's why I'm here, because I want you to tell me where I might go. And this went round for about 5 minutes. I said, look, just forget about it. I'll go and figure out where I want to go, get all the information, and then come back and tell you. And then you can repeat all the information that I already know. Thank you very much. Good day.
Okay, have you had any bad or awkward customer service experiences, or maybe some very, very good ones that you'd like to tell us about? We would love to get your feedback on this, so you can send us a voice message if you go to speakpipe.com, S-P-E-A-K-P-I-P-E, speakpipe.com/Inglés podcast. There you can leave us your voice message, or you can send us an email to me, Craig@inglespodcast.com,
or to me, Reza@belfastreza@gmail.com.
And we'd also like to thank very much our patrons on Patreon, and our patrons are Lara, Thara, Mamen, Juan, Sara, Corey Finneran, Rafael, Danielle, and Manuel. Thank you very much for sponsoring us on Patreon.
So, that's about it. We'll see you in the next episode.
Have a good week, and until next week, it's goodbye from Reza.
And it's ta-ra from Craig.
Goodbye. The music in this podcast is by Pitts. The track is called See You Later.